In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, on this 35th week after Pentecost on Thursday, we read from St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews. And this letter seems that it is speaking to each one of us directly. I've told you before, you read the Holy Scriptures, you should see what the Scriptures will say to you directly. What are they telling you? What are they telling you about how you should act or how you should not act? About whether you have faith or don't have faith, about what you need to improve in your life, about something that you have not been aware of before. The beginning of the reading is, cast not away your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Which one of us can say that this does not directly apply to our lives? For ye have need of patience. This is the golden thread by which the saints have found salvation. Patience. Patience because of faith. Because a man who lives by faith has patience. And he does not expect things to happen instantaneously for him. But after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. You tell me, in what part of your life does this not apply directly to you? It certainly applies directly to me. This is, if you will, the cure-all elixir of the Christian. Confidence born of faith. But faith comes from belief and therefore action based upon this belief with great desire. And if we have faith, we will have confidence that indeed we will receive the promise. What thing in your life does this not directly help if you have this idea that you have need of patience right now and that you must do the will of God now and later on you will receive a promise? Do you have trouble with anger? Anger is a very pernicious sin. It's a very difficult thing to stop. And it expresses itself in many, many, many ways, has many hidden tentacles in our life. Anger, frustration, not being satisfied with things. Wouldn't this anger be cured by just being patient? Do you have trouble believing that things in your life will get better? Have some difficulty from family life or personal life or finances or lethargy in your life or whatever it is? Instead of thinking, I wish this was not happening to me. What if indeed you took the words of these of St. Paul to heart here? For ye have need of patience. Don't we believe that all things work to the good to those who are called according to His purpose? If we believe this, then whatever is happening in our life is to the good. If we have patience. Truly, these are incredibly powerful words that speak directly to our life's problems. This is not, as some people who are not Christian might think, some sort of way of passing over all of our problems and saying, well, you know, you're a Christian, just endure everything, just be patient. That's not what St. Paul is saying. Because if we are patient because of our faith in God, faith is not occurring in a vacuum. It's occurring in our daily life, in the way we live, in the things that are important to us. If it is important to us to love God, then gradually we stop loving ourselves. And we stop becoming offended when someone does something to us. We stop looking out only for ourselves. And we are no longer anxious about ourselves. We're no longer looking for how someone is hurting us and considering thinking of their person's wrongs because they've hurt us before. Instead, we're in perfect peace. It's not just about enduring everything that goes your way because you're a Christian and you're not supposed to have any fun. It's because we, human beings, are so weak and we cannot appropriate all of the mercy of God all at once. It's not possible. Remember, I've told you many times before, the soil, especially in Texas in July, is hard. And when the rain comes, it just runs off the soil, causes deep cracks, but doesn't give any nourishment to the plants. The rain is the same. The grace of God is the same at all times. It is our reception of this grace which changes. And if we are well-tilled ground with fertilizer and weeded and no rocks within it, and it is very friable, then when the rain comes, it soaks in. That is, the Holy Spirit fills us, and we live in the Spirit. But in order to obtain this state, we need patience. Now, it says a little bit later, St. Paul says, for a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Does it appear that he's tarrying in your life? Sometimes it does to me, poor sinner that I am. Troubles that beset me, things that bother me, they're not getting that much better, or so I think. Could it be instead our lack of faith, and that actually he is working in our lives? But we are hindering him because of our lack of faith, and therefore we think that he is tarrying. Oh yes, we believe he will come in the end. But he's not just coming in the end, he's coming now. The kingdom of heaven is within us. So if it appears that God is not so active in your life, who is the one that's not active? It is us. Because of our laziness. Because of our insipid Christianity. Then Paul says, now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. All right. Are we the just? We'd better be. He's describing Christians here. And we live by faith. Living by faith means that whatever happens in our life, we accept as part of the will of God. And that we do not fight against the will of God, but we attempt to find it and follow it. Living by faith means that if we call ourselves Christians, if we say that God is our Father, then we act like we are His sons and daughters. If we say that we are Christian, we live like Christians. We force ourselves to live in a righteous way. Living by faith means action. It means activity. It means struggle. Living by faith is not something that is done with the lips. It is done with the entire body and with the mind. St. Paul later, right after this sentence, of now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him, says, but we are not of them that draw back unto perdition, but to them that believe to the saving of the soul. You know, I think it's very good in our lives to think of things in our prayers, in psalms, in the scriptures, as anthems. All movements of mankind have had short sayings that are anthems that people think of when they are troubled. Even in popular culture there are those such things. One that comes to mind to me right now, perhaps it's not that pious to think of it, but the saying, just do it, an advertising slogan. So no matter what, just do it. When you're tired, just do it. When you don't feel like training, just do it. Well, how about this for an anthem? We are not of them that draw back into perdition. We're not those people. We are set aside. We are the peculiar people of God that God has set apart. We're different. So let's act different. We are the people that believe to the saving of the soul. And if you believe in something, that means you act according to it. If we believe in the saving of the soul, then we believe the soul is precious. Now this belief is different than other kinds of beliefs. This belief in the saving of the soul. I mean, someone can, in the world, can believe one thing and believe another thing. And really, both are equally valid. But in Christian life, in the spiritual life, if you believe in the saving of the soul, that means you don't believe in other things. You don't believe that the flesh is important. You don't believe that your own pride is important. You don't believe in other ways of life. You don't believe in anything that does not directly lead to the saving of the soul. Let's think of this as an anthem. Let's think of this as something that, as it were, we have on a placard in our soul, holding up as a sign saying, we are not of them who draw to perdition. We are the peculiar people. And so let's act like it. So if there's a situation in your life that happens and your natural response is to act in a certain way, let this verse remind you, I'm not that kind of person. I'm called to greatness. I'm called to holiness. I'm called to be a son of God. And son of God's don't react in anger to these things, or think lustful thoughts, or think thoughts about remembering wrongs, or whatever it is that's tempting you at the time. That's not who I am. I'm someone who believes in the saving of the soul. You know, the Scripture teaches us many, many things. Doctrinally, dogmatically, it tells us the truth about God. It also tells us how we should live and how we should not live. It also gives us examples of how to live and how not to live. But it also has things within it that should stir up within us deep emotion. A deep feeling of desire within us, welling within us, that we are not going to stop until we have received the promise. We're not of them that draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. And right after he says this, he says this famous line that many people know. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's the substance of things hoped for. Faith is not saying you believe something. Faith is the substance of how you act because you believe. Then he goes on and says, by the elders have received a good report. Through faith we understood that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are not are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now, no one was there at the beginning of the world, so we can't see what happened. And the unbeliever says, oh, you're just believing blindly in this. That's what is not true. Our belief that God created the world and all that is in it, and that God exists as a holy trinity of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and all the other dogmas of our faith, they're not blind beliefs. They're belief through faith. But faith is not wishful thinking. Faith is not convincing ourselves something. Faith is knowledge gained by experience. We believe because of how we have acted. And as we act in a way that is according to the will of God, God fills us with belief, fills us with knowledge, fills us with certainty. I believe that God created the world, and it is not a blind belief. It is because of my experience as a Christian. Since God has proven Himself to be reliable in my life, then it is reliable what has been said about Him in the Holy Scriptures. The unbeliever doesn't believe this, doesn't understand this, because they don't understand faith. Faith is activity. Faith is action. Faith is knowledge, but only if we act upon that knowledge. And then St. Paul gives examples of that. Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. How was this? They both were sacrificing to God, but Abel's heart was pure. That's what it meant by he had faith. He talks about Noah. And then there's all other places in Hebrews where many, many, many exploits of the saints were ascribed to faith. But if you look carefully at the lives of these saints, they had difficult lives. Moses did things by faith. Don't you think there were many times in his life when he was quite lonely? When he was quite frustrated with the way the people were? When he was afraid? When he didn't know what to do? Look carefully at the lives of the saints, both in the Old and the New Testament, and from the time of the resurrection. You'll see, their lives were often quite difficult. And they were patient. They were patient because they lived by faith. So let us attempt to live by faith. Let us take these words as our marching orders, shall we say, as something which is indelibly imprinted in our heart. When there is difficulties in our lives, we have need of patience. It's not because God is abandoning us. It's not because He is tarrying. It is because we have need of patience. Patience is born from action. It is not possible to know God without becoming like Him. And you tell me, who is the most patient person that you've ever known of? It is Jesus Christ. From what He went through, and yet He never kept His face in any direction except to Jerusalem. We have need of patience. So let us live our lives in such a way that when things occur, we understand that we have need of patience. And we will be rewarded. And let us be among the just. Let's say, I'm going to live by faith. Because we're not like those others. Not to judge others as being unworthy of God or anything. But we're not like those who don't believe in God. We're like the peculiar people. The people set apart. We're the stones that God has risen up as children of Abraham.